It was an emotional service for 29-year-old Rabbi Gavriel Holzberg and his 28-year-old wife, Rivka. The Brooklyn, New York couple ran the heavily damaged Chabad House, a Jewish outreach center in the heart of Mumbai. It was one of at least 10 targets of the gunman who rampaged through the city, bringing it to its knees for 3 days. Indian sharpshooters took positions on the rooftops of nearby buildings. They watched over the powder blue synagogue, just a 10-minute walk from the Taj Mahal Hotel where the siege had ended. They also watched over the more than 100 people who showed up for the memorial service, mostly Indian Jews and at least a dozen Israelis, including the Israeli ambassador to India and a top rabbi in the Orthodox Jewish Chabad community. Many of those at the memorial wept as the Jewish couple's 2-year-old son, Moshe, rescued from the ordeal by his nanny, cried for his mother. 25-year-old Levi Jerkowitz from New York was at the service. Rabbi Holzberg was his friend.
We know that something terrible happened, but he was living his whole life for a cause, and he died for it. And that's why we say, L'chaim, L'chaim. We believe he's still alive. Maybe it's not going to be his face. Maybe it's going to be somebody else's face. But it's going to be him. He's going to be there.
Jerkowitz, a cook who came to Mumbai to visit his sister, also a friend of the Holzbergs, has ended up having to prepare hundreds of kosher meals for many of the mourners. Like many here, he has not slept for days. Rima Sisodia was a friend of Rivka, the rabbi's wife.
I never saw her as a rabbi's wife or something. She was somebody I bonded with. I could speak spirituality with her. She helped me heal on a lot of occasions, and I've lost a friend.
Israel has criticized India's handling of the siege, in which about 10 assailants fanned out across the city, taking hostages at 2 luxury hotels and the Jewish center, killing and injuring scores of people. At the Nariman House complex, where the Holzbergs manage the Chabad House Jewish Center, Indian Navy commandos and sharpshooters stormed the building 3 days into the attacks. They killed at least 2 gunmen. The 5 hostages, the Holzbergs among them, were dead. Their son Moshe turned 2 on Saturday, the same day the Nariman House was stormed. Amid the chaos and violence, a group of friends and family held a birthday party for him. Jerkowitz was at the birthday.
He had the birthday Saturday. We made him a birthday party. We had to smile. We had to have fun with him. Ow.
For Moshe, they tried to be happy. As Jerkowitz said, grief is not allowed on the Sabbath. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News, Mumbai.